Happy 2026. It's Monday. It's a new year. It's a fresh start, right?
It is. Ready to go.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to say a special holiday greeting from Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction. They hope you and your loved ones have enjoyed the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this holiday season. Happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and the staff.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. Some really cool museums, some local history there. You know, we've got a bookshop in Valentine as well. You can actually pick up the book and read it. So check those things out. And Valentine's Day is coming up February 14th. That is the Bull Bash for 2026. Go to bullbash.net to find out more on that. Overall, go to visitvalentine.com.
And you know what? You can discover the pulse of agriculture. Indeed, from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. It's all available at Tri-State Livestock News, and you can get those coming to your home once a week. Just go to tsln.com.
Something from Bob and Patsy Lewis out of Lusk, Wyoming today on Starting Off the Good Stuff, called the Internet Cowboy. I used to buy cows at the sale ring until I got hurt back last spring. I've been doing that for over 40 years, paying off with blood, sweat, and tears. I called up my friend, the old-time vet. He said, "You need to buy your cows on the internet." Well, the truck brought them right out to the range. Then things started looking a little bit strange. Them critters never saw a man before. They scattered like mice in a warehouse store. My friend asked where to look when I needed them. "Well, Jake, I can't even find them to feed them. My roundups have gotten a whole lot wider. Friends call me the Internet Rider. I promised not to swear when I took my vows, so excuse me, folks, while I look for my old .com cows." Bob and Patsy Lewis out of Lusk, Wyoming had sent that one in to us on the good stuff.
That's funny. Every once in a while, we share some stenographer notes from court, and so I've got some of those today. Here is what a lawyer actually said. How far apart were the vehicles at the time of the collision?
Pretty close, actually, I would think.
I would think so, too. And here's more dialogue from a different court case. Of course, the attorney says she had three children, right? And the witness says yes. How many were boys? None. Were there any girls? Your Honor, I think I need a different attorney. Can I get a new attorney?
I don't know if that's grounds for a new attorney or not.
I think it would hope so. Oh, the lawyer says, "Doctor, did you say he was shot in the woods?" Witness, "No, I said he was shot in the lumbar region."
Lumbar, not lumber.
I thought that was just hilarious. Switching topics here. So this week, my 8-year-old brother kept asking for two of whatever we gave him for lunch. For example, two sandwiches and whatnot. My mom didn't think anything of it. So this afternoon, a parent approached her and thanked her for sending lunch for her son while she was in the hospital. I thought that was so sweet.
So it's so hot, my thermometer goes all the way up to, "Are you kidding me?" "It's so hot, your clothes iron themselves." I thought in January it'd be good to throw some hot ones out here.
There you go.
"It's so hot, the frozen pizza I bought at the grocery store was ready to eat by the time I got it home."
Oh, perfect.
So
perfect.
Didn't even have to lay it out on the car hood or anything.
Well, let's throw out a few New Year's jokes to keep everybody moving. What do New Year's Day parades have in common with Santa Claus?
I'm not sure.
No one is awake for either one of them.
Oh, that could be too, yeah.
My grandparents had resolutions like donating more time and money to charities. I've decided to make my own coffee once a week.
That's less expensive that way, right?
Oh, I don't know. My New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who ask me about my New Year's resolutions.
That's a good one.
That's
you could probably keep
thought.
That one.
Yeah. What did the little champagne bottle call his father?
I'm not sure.
Pop.
Happy New Year, everyone, from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of the new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. Again, that's from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.